USA News, I'm John Schaefer. More troops are being sent to the southern border ahead of the expiration of Title 42 next week. The Biden administration is sending 1,500 active duty troops in anticipation of an influx of illegal immigrants.
These 1,500 military personnel who will be sourced from the active duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, data entry, and warehouse support until CPB can address these needs through contracted support.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says that allows Customs and Border Protection officers to work out in the field without being saddled with desk work. Title 42 was a COVID-era restriction on immigration. As the Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting today, the market is tumbling. The Dow's been down more than 500 points most of the day. It's widely expected the Fed will raise interest rates again. Pink slips are coming at Morgan Stanley. Company plans to cut about 3,000 jobs by the end of June. Most of those layoffs are coming in the banking and trading departments. A slump in IPOs and mergers is leading to the belt tightening at Morgan Stanley. House and Senate leaders will be heading to the White House next week for a sit-down with President Biden to discuss the debt limit. The U.S. could default as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling is not raised.
It is Congress's constitutional obligation to act, not hold the full faith and credit of the United States hostage unless we allow them to make cuts to programs hardworking Americans rely upon.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden wants a clean bill to raise the debt limit and will not negotiate. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the debt limit won't be raised without spending cuts. It's a ban on backpacks in one Michigan school district. Flint Community Schools Board of Education has implemented the backpack ban for all backpacks, even clear ones, over firearms and threats concerns. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Late night talk shows will be impacted by the Writers Guild strike that began last night, but hosts Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon both say they stand with the writers.
I support my writers, but we have a lot of staff and crew that will be affected by this, you know, but, you know, they got to get a fair deal.
I also feel very strongly that what the writers are asking for is not unreasonable.
Both shows will begin airing reruns tonight. An after-school Satan Club in Pennsylvania is going to be allowed to host its programs on school grounds thanks to the ruling of a district court judge. Judge John Gallagher ruled in a preliminary injunction that the club will be allowed to meet in school facilities in the Saucon Valley School District north of Allentown. Dozens of regional banks' stocks are falling today. Correspondent Kayla Talshi says investors are trying to guess who will be next to fail after the collapse of First Republic Bank last week.
There's a real focus on banks that are under pressure that maybe haven't managed to their interest rate risk well enough, and so this is the market just placing bets on the next shoe to drop.
Regional banks PacWest, headquartered in Los Angeles, and Western Alliance in Phoenix took the biggest hit, and trading for both was halted. An accident scene in Florida was abuzz this morning. That's because one of the vehicles involved was carrying 1 million bees. The accident caused thousands of bees to escape and swarm the scene on Highway 301 in Duval County. A beekeeper had to be called in to round up the bees while the public was told to stay away from that area. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.